Giles, and you're tuned in to Community Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice, where we believe that an informed consumer is an empowered consumer. And guess what?
What are we guessing on?
We want you to be empowered through the information that we're presenting today.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, Ms. Jones, we have today home buying, home getting you somewhere to stay, roof over your head kind of thing for you and your family or something like that.
Absolutely. So whether you're a first-time home borrower or a pro, choosing the right home loan is just as important as choosing the right home. So today we're going to be discussing the home buying process and tools and resources for home buyers when you're choosing a home loan. So we do know that buying a home is exciting, but it's also one of the most important financial decisions you'll make. Choosing a mortgage to pay for your new home is just as important, so don't rush into it. So before you start shopping for a home and a mortgage, set yourself up for success by taking time to prepare by doing something as simple as checking your credit score. And you also want to do a spending assessment. Before you start home shopping, take a close look at your current spending. For most people, buying a home means making new expenses, whether you're currently renting or already own a home. So we want you to take a realistic view at your current spending patterns, such as using your checking account or your credit card history over the last several months to see what you've been spending and how you've been spending your money. And you can use that as an as-is monthly budget to kind of reflect that current spending habit that you have. And add all of that up and compare the budget to your monthly take-home pay. So when you know how you spend your money, it'll let you know how much you can afford on spending for a home.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I gotta keep up with you there, Ms. Jones, because
keep up with me.
Hey, you're rolling today about this homeowner's information, how to get it. So now is the first step like deciding, you know, like how much you can afford, and then you move forward with searching and your mortgage process, and then you gather your information. Is that kind of how you do it, or?
Right. So back to what I was saying about your as-is monthly budget.
Okay.
Your total monthly home payment includes your mortgage, principal, interest, property taxes, homeowner's insurance, and any mortgage insurance. And you also want to look at expenses for your electricity, your gas, your utilities.
Okay.
And also look at your maintenance and other improvements. So when you think about what your budget would be, once you have bought your home, you decide how much you want to be saving each month for emergencies and other goals. So, for instance, when I mentioned property taxes, many homeowners pay their property taxes and homeowners insurance bundled into their mortgage payment.
Okay.
And that arrangement is known as an escrow account.
Gotcha.
So you may have heard that before, escrow
yes.
account. So if you don't have an escrow account, then you still have to pay those costs. So for instance, your property taxes, you may end up having to pay that all up front each year.
Okay.
Your insurance, you may have to pay all of that up front each year. But if you have an escrow account, that money is put into that account and put aside each month, so you don't have that large expense every year.
Gotcha.
So new homeowners are often surprised by the extra cost of owning property, including your insurance and taxes, or even association or condo fees, even the water and sewer payments that you may have not had to pay it previously. Because, you know, sometimes if you're living in an apartment or like a condo, your water or sewer may be included in your rent.
Right, right.
But if you're buying a home, those expenses are not included in your mortgage. So those are expenses that you have to pay.
Gotcha.
So, but we also want to look at your savings and determine how much you can afford for down payment.
Okay.
So your down payment amount affects the type of loan you get, your interest rate, and your loan cost. So in general, the higher your down payment, the less likely your costs are in terms of interest rates.
Awesome. Okay.
So low or no down payment options are also available to you as well. So there are special programs for veterans, service members, rural residents, and sometimes of first-time home buyers and others. So a housing counselor may be familiar with the local programs in your area, so I would get with a housing counselor to just talk to them and see about what options that you may have.
97.9, the Big Gentleman Station for hip-hop and R&B and definitely information, and we have the Mississippi Center for Justice, and we're getting into the business of a home, home ownership and the home buying process there. What do you say about that, Ms. Jones?
Right. So when we were leaving off, when we left off, we were talking about like the closing costs and how much money you should put aside to cover initial home expenses.
Okay.
So and what we found is that new homeowners often find things that need fixing and discover that they need additional pieces of furniture or something like that to make the home work for their family. So at that point, we want you to start begin exploring your loan choices.
Okay.
One thing we don't want you to do is wait until the last minute to start thinking about how you're going to finance the home that you want. We want you to take time to look now to explore your mortgage choices so that you're ready when the right home comes along. And there are many costs associated with getting a mortgage. So, and all mortgage loans include some type of cost that you have to pay up front at the time of closing, and some you pay over time in your monthly payments, such as inspections, insurance, attorney fees, et cetera. So you want to make sure that you start putting money aside when you are looking to get a home loan or you're looking, you know, in the business of trying to purchase a home.
Gotcha. And so it's important to understand that not all the home loans, they're not all the same, right?
Right. There are different types of loans available. The mortgage loans are organized into categories based on the size of the loan and whether or not they are part of a government program. So that can include a conventional loan or FHA loans or special programs such as veteran loans or USDA loan programs. The type of loan that you choose will affect how much you will need for a down payment. The total cost of your loan, which includes your interest and mortgage insurance, and how much you can borrow in the house price range that you can consider. So for people who qualify for special loan programs can be, for people who qualify basically for any type of home loan, you have different type of special loan programs that can be more affordable than a conventional or FHA loan. So make sure you check to see which one you're eligible for. And that goes back to speaking with a housing counselor or someone who specializes in home loans in your local bank or credit union. The U.S. Department of Agriculture offers a similar program to the FHA and the VA loans designed for low and moderate income families or borrowers in rural areas. And those types of loans can be a good option for borrowers who have little available savings. They offer zero down payments and are usually cheaper than the FHA loans.
Okay.
So with USDA loans, you will pay an upfront fee as well as ongoing mortgage insurance premiums to the USDA.
Gotcha. So now what about the loan terms? There are different terms. So
there are different terms. Your long term can be 30 years, which is one that a lot of homeowners choose. It can be 15 years or some other type of year, 10 years, 5 years. But it just depends on your circumstances and your goals. And you might want to also see if a different kind of loan might suit you better. So a 30-year fixed rate loan is a good choice for many people, but it's just not the only type of loan that is available.
Okay.
The term of your loan is how long you have to repay the loan, and it affects such things as your monthly payment, your interest rate, and how much interest you will pay over the life of the loan. So in general, the longer your long term, the more interest you will pay, but the lower your monthly payment may be. Loans with shorter terms usually have lower interest costs but higher monthly payments than loans with longer terms. So go with what works best for your overall budget.
Best for the budget. Yeah, so what are the next steps? So you got the terms, you know, you got the 30, you got the 15-year, and then there are also ways for people to actually get information on actually paying their loans off early. So what are some of the next steps you do?
So once you have a basic idea of what kind of loans or loans you like to consider, it's time to start talking to your lenders. So I will contact several lenders who offer different types of loans ask questions to help you get a better sense of what kind of loan might be the best choice for you. And by exploring your options with multiple lenders, you get more information about your options and you get a sense of which loan offers you may feel more comfortable working with.
That makes sense, yeah.
So call each lender to set up an appointment and meet with a loan officer. And at that appointment, you want to share basic information about your situation and the kind of loans that you're considering. Ask the loan officer whether your plan makes sense to them or whether they may recommend something a little different. And if they recommend something different, then ask them why.
Gotcha.
So ask the loan officer to show you your interest rate, your APR, estimated fees, and monthly payments for a couple of different loan options. I will also ask the loan officer to look at the documents to help you understand whether there are any reasons why you may not qualify for another loan option that you may have discussed.
Okay.
So make sure you bring your documentation with you, all of your documentation, to help you get the most value out of the conversation with your lender. And to help avoid pitfalls, only work with loan officers who make you feel comfortable when you're asking questions. So if a loan officer is unable to answer your questions, I would just consider working with a different lender.
Yeah, so if they don't know what they're talking about and they all squirmish about, you know, asking questions, then it'll be a good idea to check with another type of lender. So yes, and it's definitely a blessing to have the Mississippi Center for Justice. And it's one of those situations where you have community conversations. And so we've been talking about homeownership, and then we were talking about information about your loan officers. Make sure you got your documents. Make sure that you feel comfortable with that particular lender. And so after you get with your lender and things of that nature, Ms. Jones, what's next? What happens after you get with your lender?
So once you've learned about the available options you have and met with multiple lenders, and I suggest meeting with multiple lenders, you've received a pre-approval letter on how much they're going to loan you, and selected a kind of loan that's right for you. There's not much more to do in the mortgage process until you find a home that you want to purchase. So as you shop for homes, you're likely to encounter homes that may stretch your budget. But in these cases, most people work with real estate agents to shop for homes. So finding the right real estate agent is also important. So at this point in the process, you should already have a good idea of the kind of loan and features you want to make an offer on. And once you submit your offer, each lender is required to send you a loan estimate within 3 business days. So be sure to read your loan estimates carefully to ensure they reflect the loan option that you discussed with the loan officer. And if anything seems different, call your loan officer right away and ask, what happened? Why is there changes? Why are there changes here?
What's going on with this?
Yeah. You want to check to see if your interest rate was locked because, you know, if your interest rate is locked, your rate won't change between that point and closing. As long as you close within a specified time frame,
okay,
there are no changes to your application.
Absolutely.
So if your interest rate is not locked, then you may want to speak to your loan officer about locking your interest rate.
Oh, yeah. So now what happens after you make that offer?
So once your purchase offer has been accepted by the seller and you have chosen a loan and a lender, it's time to focus on the closing process. So you should receive a closing checklist from your lender. You may be asked to provide additional financial information, and submit documents to verify the information that you previously reported. So you want to gather all of your documents, submit copies, and keep your originals. Please keep your originals. Submit copies.
Mm-hmm.
Be proactive and responsive to your lenders. Check your email, your voicemail messages, and if you don't have a voicemail set up, please set a voicemail message up so that people are able to leave a message. And your postal mail frequently. You want to check those things to make sure you don't miss any requests for information, and you want to be able to respond quickly for any requests for additional documents from your lenders or your loan officers. The next thing on the list will be to schedule a home inspection appointment as soon as possible, because you want to know ASAP if there are any major problems with the home that you've decided to purchase, so that you can decide whether or not you still want to buy the home, or is it if you need to get some additional fixes, or may speak with the seller and say, hey, come up with some type of negotiation to see if there's something that they're willing to fix. And also, if additional inspections are needed, you want to have plenty of time to get those inspections or those things that needed to be done on inspections completed. Because if they are needed, you may want to, again, negotiate with the seller about who should make or pay for those repairs. And additionally, you have to shop for homeowners insurance, title insurance, and review all the documentation before you are ready for closing.
Nice. So before you sign any papers, right, the final steps, you want to go through the final steps before you sign any papers.
Right. So before you sign any paperwork, you want to do a final walkthrough of the home.
Okay.
You want to make sure that everything that you and the seller agreed upon that will be repaired has been repaired, and anything the seller has agreed to leave in the house is in place. Because if it's not, then you need to contact the seller immediately to discuss those things.
Okay.
You want to make sure the information on the closing documents is exactly what you were expecting or what you were expecting. If things look a little different than what you were told, or that, you know, what was on your earlier paperwork is not there, then you need to ask questions. Do not sign anything until you're fully satisfied with the paperwork and that everything matches your expectations.
Okay.
And lastly, as a consumer, remember that under the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, it's illegal for lenders to base credit decisions on certain factors such as race, religion, marital status, your national origin, receipt of any sort of public assistance, sex, or age. As long as you're old enough to enter into a contract, everything should be fine.
There it is.
You want to make sure that you remember that and know your rights under the Equal Credit Opportunity Act.
Awesome.
So, but this is what I want to do. We also are having an event coming up. It's in Shannon, Mississippi. It's free. Free legal help. So make sure you contact Lachey Melton at 769-230-2828 or Carolyn Jones at 662-213-2433. And at this legal clinic, this free legal clinic, we'll be offering assistance with foreclosure, expungement, consumer fraud, and debt. And that's going to take place on Saturday, May the 8th, from 10 to 2 at the Mississippi Minority Farmers Alliance Building in Shannon, Mississippi, and that's on 1995 Pine Grove Road. Again, there's free legal help. If you need assistance with foreclosure prevention, if you need expungements to get something cleared off of your record to see if you qualify for it, if you have any consumer fraud issues or any debt-related issues, we are offering a free legal clinic in Shannon, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Minority Farmers Alliance Building, and that's located at 1995 Pine Grove Road. And if you have any questions, contact Lachey Melton at 769-230-2828 or Carolyn Jones at 662-213-2433. And they will be practicing social distance and following the guidelines from the CDC.
Awesome.
But I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon on Community Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice. And as always, if any listeners should have any consumer protection questions, you can look us up on the website at mscenterforjustice.org, or you can call us at 844-397-4625.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Jones, and thank everyone. Continue listening to the Community Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice. And we'll be back at it Tuesday, 3:30. Thank you, Ms. Jones. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you for using our platform. We appreciate it.